Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Here on a Sunday afternoon, Steven Strom, Kyle Seeloff, Gabby Sanchez, Marlins, hopefully when you wake up and listen to us on Monday morning, just secured their first series win of 2024. Fellas, a ton to get into. Let's first start, though, with Max Meyer, who his rise has been impressive to start the season. What has impressed you guys the most just about his overall demeanor and performance on the field?
Do you want to go, Gabby?
Yeah, I'll take this because I have some thoughts. You know, yesterday I watched the game, of course, and what impressed me the most, I think, is his poise on the mound. He has that bulldog mentality, but he doesn't let things faze him either. And sometimes guys who are bulldogs on the mound, like if you get a hit or you're not, like it's like they overdo it. You know,
right.
They want to do
they
more. And I'm going to just, oh, no, you got a hit on me. Now I'm going to throw 98. And he's not that. He's like, okay, you got a hit off me. That's fine. And he just continues to pitch the way that he knows how to get you out. And that, to me, is beyond his years being his first time really coming out. He did pitch a couple times. He only pitched two times before he got himself hurt and really only one game. His slider is devastating.
Yeah.
It really is. And he knows it. And he can mess around with it. And he will take some off. He'll add some. He'll throw one that's 86. Then he'll throw one that's 89.
Yep.
And he moves a little bit more. He had probably one of the better hitting lineups, if not the best hitting lineup in baseball, confused.
Absolutely.
And
frustrated.
And frustrated. I was seeing guys kind of looking up like, what is going here?
Yep.
And I've never seen that from a team, especially that lineup, where you don't see things phase them. You see them, there's pitches that are called for the most part if they're off and they kind of just look like, whatever, I don't care. Yesterday was the first time that I saw emotion of frustration coming from a team, and Max Meyer was the one that did that.
Kyle, yes, the slider has been devastating. His changeup, too, which isn't even what he was really known for coming up. It was
nasty. That's because he didn't have it.
Yeah, it was nasty.
Yeah, it was really good. And that third pitch is going to be great for him moving forward. He needs that pitch in the big leagues, that changeup that he's obviously developing if he's going to be a successful starting pitcher. But he's so darn good. At this stage of his career, he could probably just get away with the fastball and the slider. I would go back to the one thing that you asked, though, Steven. The one thing that I've been most impressed by, he's just the same guy every day. He's the same guy we saw 2 years ago. Like, there's nothing new. He's got a very level head on him. To me, what I'm most impressed by is everything when he's not on the mound. He's just quiet, humble. He just does his thing, and he's just really unfazed by everything, which I think is great. That's going to bode really well for him.
Absolutely. You know what we also got for the first time yesterday? Not just a home win.
Whopper Juniors.
We got Whopper Juniors.
Yeah. You wanted to throw some out the window.
Yes, I did. I did. I think it would be very fun to toss them out the window after a win and let the fans, you know, really feel almost like an appetizer.
It's cheating, though. It's supposed to be day after
appetizer.
The game.
It's an appetizer. You know, and then someone looks and they're like, oh, how did you get your Whopper? And it's like, oh, well, the booth threw it to me. But you can actually go get it for free if
tomorrow.
You go to your local Burger King.
I mean, where are you going to put these Whoppers, though, Steven? Like, do we have, like, an oven out here that you
he
can
hasn't
keep
thought
them?
It
like,
through.
So we have a fridge.
Like, are you going to run out, like, in the seventh inning?
Oh, that would taste great. A cold Whopper Jr. that's, like, 3 days old.
Right. You got to think through this.
What about lukewarm?
You just put it in the microwave?
Oh. No. Like, let's say I brought it today. I would.
So, but what do you do?
You
if
would
don't
have
win?
To
how
leave in the
you...
eighth inning to go grab them.
Okay, really? How about this? How about DoorDash it?
How much are we spending here?
Well, we can DoorDash it for Marlins wins.
I know, but when do you
DoorDash, why don't you speak to the partnerships department and see if we could strike a deal with DoorDash? So then when the Marlins are on the verge of winning, you DoorDash your Whopper Juniors to the ballpark.
I love that. Yeah.
No free.
Have you ever heard of counting your chickens before they hatch?
No free ideas.
No, but.
Go put me in that department.
Let me ask you this. How freaking cool would that be if, like, Tanner Scott comes on to the, you know, to close a game and then I'm starting to round up my burgers and, you know, I start pushing it towards you guys. Like, every out, you throw a burger. And then the second out, you throw two.
What if they blow it? No, right. It's got to be a win.
Okay, yeah, you're right. You're right. That's fine.
Do you want them to, like, run onto the field with the Burger King crown, too?
Ooh.
You know, just to
maybe
really promote
both
it?
Of you should wear the crown hats
in
the ninth inning.
Absolutely not.
So people know that they're coming. You know, we give a little warning. I don't think it's really a liability. I know Kyle's big on that. I don't think that getting ketchup in your eye is going to make anyone maybe sue or anything like that.
Well, Steven, you are sadly mistaken, young man.
Also, they're wrapped up, so I'm not sure. I really don't know. Like, let's just say if I throw a Whopper Jr. at your head, right, from a short distance, I mean, how hard can you even throw it?
Me, I can throw it pretty firmly.
Yeah, you think? Can throw it pretty hard.
Accurately?
It would need to be on those parachutes.
I mean,
they would have to parachute down. That's my thought on that.
We're getting somewhere, I think. That would be fun,
though, to watch, you know, a burger parachute down.
We are getting somewhere. The idea of getting a free Whopper Jr. after, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Who's getting a free Whopper? Tommy Hunt makes an
appearance.
All right. For the win, you get free Whopper Jr.
Yeah. Did you know that?
No, you have to wait till today.
You have to wait the next day.
So today you could go to Burger King.
Now, we're going to have to edit that portion of the podcast out.
Tommy Hutt, we're recording our podcast. But you know what? That's okay. We can bleep it out. This is the beauty of it.
Yeah, it is.
We should honestly just let him pull up a mic. I don't even know if we have one.
Oh, he's out.
He's leaving. Okay.
He's out.
All right. See you, Hutt.
All right.
Thanks for the appearance. Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, you could end it right there.
What was that? 6:20?
Yeah.
Edit that out.
I would edit that out about 30 seconds ago, and now we continue on.
Last thing, and I'm, you know, it's awesome. We're getting a free Whopper, but like, what is your
Whopper
Burger
Jr.
King order?
I haven't eaten.
Mine? Oh, yeah. I love the Double Whopper.
Double Whopper?
Yeah, absolutely. No lettuce, tomatoes, or onions.
Sneaky.
Put cheese on that bad boy. And I mean, it's just delish.
It's so good.
Flame grilled burger. Yum.
It's definitely one of the sneakier fast food places. Everyone talks about the others, but I really like Burger King is fire. Like, I really enjoy the fries too as well. So good stuff.
I love, when I was a kid, I always was like, if I can create my own like fast food, like with all the components from the different places.
Be careful here with partnerships.
That's true. We can't.
Yeah. We just love Burger King.
We do love Burger King. I mean, that's the best burger.
Yeah.
I've been to Burger King four or five times in my life.
That's it?
I remember getting chicken nuggets when I was younger. I haven't been there.
There was chicken tenders.
Maybe that's what it was.
They used to have these Hershey pies. I don't know if they still have them.
Yep. The Hershey pies were delicious. You'll get the top of it and use that as the spoon.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
I've been to one or two Burger Kings in my life.
All right. The state of the fish. 3-12 right now. Again, we're recording here on Sunday afternoon. Braxton Garrett and Edward Cabrera, they're on the way.
Here they come.
Is that Tim Anderson at short?
Yes, he is back.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, Anderson had missed the last couple games, folks.
And he's not in the lineup today.
Yeah, but maybe he's available to come off the bench, so it's good to see him back. What do you make of the Marlins right now? You know, I couldn't have obviously gotten off to a worse start. They're starting to put together a little bit more of consistency with offense. The pitching is getting a little bit better. I know you look at the record and you're like, but they've won 2 out of 3, maybe 3 out of 4. When you listen on Monday morning, what's sort of the state of the Marlins from your guys' perspective right now?
Just overall, you're asking?
Sure. With those guys coming back, with Brax, Cabrera.
We'll see. All right, so let's talk about the rotation.
Go ahead. Okay.
If Braxton Garrett and Edward Cabrera both come back and everybody is healthy, they need to option Max Meyer. There's really no other choice there. This is a young man that you have to watch his inning limits this year. He's going to be the odd man out.
And however, Kyle, for the fans that say, wait, how? He's been our best pitcher. Why do we have to do it?
he's coming off Tommy John surgery. He's going to be limited to 115 to 120 to 130 innings this season. It's not feasible. You don't keep him in the big leagues and then put him in the bullpen. Then he's at a liability. That's a risk injury, like having him work out of the bullpen one inning every 3 days for two. Like, it logistically, it's not feasible.
You're like, you don't, stunning his growth in a way.
He just needs to go to AAA. He will take the necessary time off. He'll come back up here when they're ready for him to pitch again. But they're going to try to get him through a full season. But obviously, that's not feasible, pitching 130 innings and pitching every fifth day. That would require 30 starts and 200 innings. He's not going to do that. So he needs time off, and he will be optioned sooner rather than later to AAA. Now, what's interesting for me, he's the only guy that can seemingly give this rotation six innings every fifth day. Nobody else has been able to do that. You can't utilize a six-man rotation if Weathers is healthy, Puck is healthy, Rogers is healthy, Garrett and Cabrera here along with Lizardo. The bullpen has been terribly taxed. Now you've got six healthy starting pitchers. I don't know what they do. You can't utilize a six-man rotation because you need every ounce of help you can get right now from the bullpen. So there is a quote-unquote tough decision that needs to be made as it pertains to this starting rotation. I am of the camp things always find a way to work themselves out, but if they don't and they have six healthy starting pitchers, I'm not sure what they do.
Gabby, I want to hear what you think of the state of the Marlins right now, but talking about the rotation with A.J. Puck, how many starts does he get before you maybe move him back to the bullpen if he struggles? I mean, what is the number in your mind where it's like, hey, if this is still 70 pitches in the third inning, what do we do here?
Here's the thing to look at, right? I look at how a guy has been kind of going. His first game was rough, right? Whole bunch of walks. His next game, he actually did not pitch bad. We did not play good defensively behind him at all. There was a lot of mistakes on the field, mental and physical mistakes that really hurt him because he wasn't throwing the baseball poorly at all. Is that growth continuing, right? Is every single outing you're seeing something
getting a little bit better,
and better? And if the case is yes, and the staff is looking at it, and we are seeing, hey, it's getting better and better, he's giving the team a chance to win, I think you kind of have to let him pitch. I don't think that you just go and say, hey, sorry, man, you're not really getting there, because you have to see everything in a whole, right? How are they playing behind him? Are they struggling behind him? Are they playing the right way? If the answer is yes, hey, they're making every single play, everything is great,
and
he's just walking everybody, then you have to be able to then take him out and say, hey, we tried it. It was a good shot. We're going to go ahead and put you in a spot to where you're going to be a lot more comfortable in that bullpen like you did last season. I don't think we're at that point just yet.
Where is the point, though? To me, that's months down the road.
I know.
He's got to get 10 or 15 starts before, in my opinion,
you
can definitively say, hey, like, your value on this team is in that bullpen for a bullpen that has struggled maybe to start the year. You know, I'm speaking as if this is months down the road. Like, I mean, that's like an all-star break decision.
And I think that's kind of where it's going to be. You get Cabrera to come back and you get Braxton Garrett. Remember, they still have to make their way back. And we're hoping to get them back sooner rather than later because they do make the team better.
Yep.
And with Cabrera, it's going to be the same exact thing, right? The walks are going to be the issue. If he's going out there and he's throwing the ball across the plate and he's not – we know that he can live in the strike zone and get guys out. We've seen it. If he's doing that, that makes the decision a little bit harder, actually, for Skip. Mm-hmm. Because now, all of a sudden, he goes, okay, now we have to make a decision. I don't think you can go with a six-man rotation. I personally don't. Maybe you can because you have guys, but you're not going to skip Lizardo's start. You're not going to skip a Braxton Garrett start because you want them to get the innings, which means then you're going to have to move back certain guys. Weathers might be, you know, pitching every six or seven rather than every five.
I actually think Weathers has pitched really well, though, this year so far.
Right, but he's not a guy that's been starting like that. So you're going to be limited to his innings as well. So if you're looking at guys like Puck and Weathers, if you do a six-man rotation, now I'm talking myself into it, actually.
I don't think they can do it, though.
I don't think they can either with the bullpen. And I think Skip has been very stern on not doing that.
I don't disagree with you, but, man, I mean, if these guys could prove that they could give you a little more length on the mound in the starting role, I don't know how they'd survive in the bullpen.
Can I throw out an idea that I was thinking of on the elliptical this morning?
Go ahead.
I was thinking with Puck, is it the worst idea in the world to have an opener for him? To let him come in the second inning and then go and see if he can get into the sixth or seventh. And even if you get five innings from him, he gets you to the seventh.
I mean, the other thing that I was thinking, too, is you can piggyback.
That's an option.
You can piggyback.
Then you're saving. Piggybacking starting pitchers.
Right, starting pitchers. You get Weathers and Puck, and you piggyback both those guys. So five innings and four innings, and
then
you get
you're
one,
saving the bullpen.
And you save a bullpen for that one game. You're hoping that you're able to save.
Peter has always said that he's going to get creative. I wonder if that's an idea that maybe that's been
tossed
around.
I actually like that, too.
You just think one game, you use your two starting pitchers. They know that then they're still going to throw every five games, and they're going to go piggybacking. And you can flip-flop them one game, one time, one starts, one time the other guy starts, or whoever feels better as the starting pitcher goes as a starting pitcher. The other one comes in. You use two guys to complete one game. That might really help out that bullpen.
Yeah, it's an interesting set of arms that we have because guys like Brian Hoeing and George Soriano, they can give you multiple innings. And then you look at Pucks, you look at the Weathers. Like, it's not, to me, a traditional bullpen that the Marlins have. Like, yes, Tanner Scott is your closer. Andrew Nardi is your high-leverage eighth-inning guy. And Anthony Bender as well. But even like Sixto. Like, Sixto has been asked to go a couple of innings. I'm not saying in any way, shape, or form to put him in the rotation to piggyback anyone. But you have different, unique arms in that bullpen that can potentially give you that opportunity to piggyback.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that might be the most feasible solution because they can't have a bullpen right now with seven guys the way the starting pitching is throwing the baseball. Even when they're throwing it really well, they're still having to log four innings, four and a third, four and two thirds, and that can become very, very taxing. And, in hindsight, maybe it's something that we should have discussed more in spring training because everybody knew that the rotation was going to be very young. There will be limitations, guys that have not done this before, and it's not reasonable to expect guys to just go out there and fire six innings of two-run ball every fifth day that they get it. So, I don't think this comes as a surprise, and not to say it's a bad thing. It's just the reality of the situation. When you have some really good young starting pitching, oftentimes they don't really know how to pitch in the big leagues yet. They'll throw as hard as they can. They'll allow a run in five and third innings, and then they, turn things over to the bullpen. But it's just the situation they're in, and they're all going to get better.
Last thing I want to end on the podcast, because tomorrow, again, recording on Sunday, I feel like I always have to mention this because everyone likes to... Jackie Robinson Day is Monday. And obviously a really important day, 77 years after he took the field for the Brooklyn Dodgers to break MLB's color barrier, 77 years. I want to throw it to Gabby real quick because you had the opportunity to wear 42, which I think is one of the coolest traditions in sports, maybe the coolest in baseball, but just the respect level, what it felt like to have 42 with no name on your back.
I mean, it was very cool. And one of the biggest reasons why is because everybody was wearing 42, right? Like, everybody had the same number. Everybody had the same thought process. He was a man that just in the time that he was doing it, it was tough, like having to stay in different hotels and like having to go against the fans and then making those fans love you. Because of your skill on the field, that to me, that was awesome. And what he had to go through and still be like one of the best out there with all the negativity that was
so
being thrown.
So much. Gave him every reason not to perform.
You were proud to wear that jersey in honoring him. And for you, like for me to wear it, it was kind of like a cool moment. You walked in, you see that 42 on the jersey, and you're like, oh, dude, this is awesome. Like, we're all the same. We're all in this together. It was just a cool – it's always a cool moment.
Kyle.
I think it's one of the best sports days on the calendar. I agree. I think it's really nice that the jerseys are auctioned off to a charity supporting – African-American, this and that, or whatever it might be. I think it is also amazing in hindsight as, time has gone on. The history of Jackie Robinson not only breaking a color barrier in the sport of baseball, but also bringing a nation together as well. I think that is largely more impactful than even what he did on the baseball field. So I find it to all be very, very fascinating. And goodness, he was a great player and a heck of a story to persevere.
You guys excited to go to Chicago and Atlanta?
It's going to be very cold. It's going to be very, very cold.
Is it really?
Yeah, in Chicago it's going to be very cold. But we have 3-day games Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We have a night game on Thursday. Atlanta will even be a little brisk in the morning, but it'll be beautiful.
What's cold, though?
Yeah, I saw high 30s.
High 30s?
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, so thank you.
Another trip to the Dolphin Mall for me.
The Dolphin Mall?
Yep.
The Did you
Dolphin
just call
Mall?
It the Dolphin Mall?
The
what
Dolphin
is it
Mall.
Dolphin Mall. Okay. There's no the.
Let me
going
see.
Dolphin
if,
Mall?
Yeah.
You're going, I'm going Dolphin Mall.
You're
going
to the
Dolphin Mall.
But
let
you
me
don't
see
say
if
the
it's
Dolphin
changed.
Mall when you're just saying it.
Actually, the
itself.
Forecast has changed a little tiny bit. Thursday night is going to be about 55. Friday will knock it out of the 50s and the low 40s. Saturday, high 40s. Sunday, high 40s.
Yeah, but that's a jacket. That's
are
a
you,
jacket weather.
Are you an online shopper, or are you like to go to a physical mall?
I'm an online shopper. Like, I like going to a physical mall to see what I like, and then once I know what I like, definitely online shopping.
Kyle?
And the other thing about Wrigley Field is there's a chance those windows are not removed yet. They remove the windows during the summertime. They don't fold up and down, so there's a
chance. Come on, they're going to put those on.
What?
They'll put those on.
Not if it's that cold.
No, they probably haven't taken them off yet. Right. The windows are removed, and once they're removed for the summertime, they stay open.
Gotcha.
So unless there used to be a window, there was just one window in there, so you slide it. But we'll see. What was the question about shopping?
Are you an online shopper, or do you like to go to a physical mall?
Yeah, I hate malls. I hate people. Okay. I'm a big online shopper guy. Yeah, I really don't like people. I'd like to talk about that maybe next Sunday.
Yeah, that's fine.
You don't hate all people. You like certain people, and then you hate the rest.
Yeah, but, you know, for the most part, I hate all equally.
What's your biggest pet peeve about, like, a mall?
People.
The people. Yes, sir.
The people?
Yeah, it's actually the people, Steve. On the heels of what I just said, it is actually the people. Yes, sir.
I put two and two together real quickly there.
And now locally down here in our community, the folks that come from overseas go to these luggage stores and buy these luggages. And then they just, like, ransack these places, and they're hoofing these suitcases around the mall. I'm out.
What if they need help?
Well, they ain't getting help from me.
Come on.
No,
they say,
sir.
Hey, we need a good spot to eat.
Now, I think the folks that come from across the pond, you could say, are they doing that because they resell the stuff?
Yeah, they take it back and resell. Or they get a whole bunch that's cheaper here, and they go back there.
Let me tell you something. Can I tell you my biggest pet peeve about what are we at here? Oh, we're at 21. So let's wrap this up. One of my biggest pet peeves about a mall, and then I want to go into my favorite thing at a mall food wise, and it's Auntie Anne's.
Auntie Anne's. You call it Auntie?
Yeah, Auntie Anne's.
What do you call them? Your aunt and uncle?
Aunt Audrey? No, aunt.
So why would you then?
I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good. Yeah, it's a good.
Because I call it Auntie Anne's.
So you call in real life? You call? Oh my God.
Auntie Anne's, and then Aunt Audrey, Aunt Arlene.
I think we need
uncle
to end
Bob.
This after that. This is.
Auntie
weird.
Do you like that at least? Like, did you like the pretzels?
A pretzel? I mean,
it's the cinnamon one. You don't just get a pretzel. You have to get the cinnamon one. You don't get the cinnamon pretzel?
I mean, if I was going to do anything, it'd be like that Miss Fields cookie. That's my jam too.
Yeah, that's good too.
I like to go to a food court and just go to all different Asian places and take their toothpicks and try the chicken.
And then
they're
you
always
say,
giving free
I want
samples.
To see
you
which one
like,
I like the best.
Yeah, you do like three laps around. Now, Miss, can you give me a little lo mein with that while I do my lap?
Oh God. There was one more thing I wanted to say about malls. The pet peeve.
Mm.
Oh my God.
The parking?
When I go to Macy's, okay, and I say, where's the cologne or something like that? They just think I want help the entire time. And then I'm not one of those people. Like, I got a poor friend that once they start talking to him, he's buying something because he feels bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're like, oh, you got to try this. Or are you interested in this? And he's like, yeah. Like, you can tell how uncomfortable he is. And they literally corner him into buying. Josh, you know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, Josh is next to Josh Appel.
But you have
PA
to be
announcer.
Specific. Like, when you go in, you have a certain smell that you want to have. Like, for me, I love Fahrenheit, and if I walk into the store, I say, hey, where's your Fahrenheit? I grab it, and I leave, and that's what you're doing. So are you
and
going –
they don't bother you? They're not like, oh, it's buy one, get two free
I don't
in 10
care.
Years, so you
I say,
buy it now.
I say, I just want the Fahrenheit. Thank you very much.
You're probably an adult, too, so they probably look at you differently with the beard.
Well, it's not about the beard. You just have to be specific. If you go in there,
no,
you just say, hey, where's your cologne? oh, that's a hook, line, and sinker to just try to sell you and upcharge you.
All right,
anything.
So maybe be a little bit more specific. But what if you don't know? What if
Steven,
you're just like, I want to get cologne and leave me the hell alone.
You do strike me as the kid when you were younger taking a little honey on a date. You'd sneak by the mall and get a free spray of perfume before you went.
No.
Yes, definitely it is. 100%.
He's definitely done it. You know, you just took the long way. You went by the local Macy's and got a little spray of that on your way to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
7 o'clock showing with a big popcorn.
Yeah. Only been on 2 movie dates. That kind of like got I think that isn't really a real thing anymore. But
now, when you are trying the cologne, do you spray it on the little stick or you take a little free squirt?
I take free. Well. Always free squirt. Always. Always. Yeah. Left arm, right arm, and then if I really like it, right on the left side of the neck.
Just the left side of the neck,
just
not
the left
right
side. Yep. Closer to the heart, I think.
Got to be equal opportunity. You got to go both sides.
Okay. Well.
So you have 3 different types of cologne on your body, potentially,
no,
when
it's
you're
the same
accessorizing?
One. Yeah. Same, well, if you do that's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's saying that's
I do,
what
that's
he
what
does.
I'm saying, yeah, just to, like, test it out at the mall.
That's what the strips
ones?
Are for.
Like you get one spray and then you get another spray
on
the other side.
That's what he's suggesting.
Yes. Yeah.
So you'll have 4 different smells on you, or 3 different smells on you.
It's an audition, though. Like, it's not like I'm going out anywhere.
You're smelling that way.
Yeah. And that's
fine.
I'll go back home and shower.
That's what the sticks are for.
This is ridiculous. You smell it first.
I want the sticks.
You get the stick. You spray it. Ooh, that one smells good. Bam,
yeah,
bam,
but
bam.
That might not fit your personality. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but now you have 4 different personalities on you.
That's fine. That's why I'm there. I'm testing it out. I'm a guinea pig.
But then everybody else has to smell you.
That's not true, because then I'll go back in my car and I'll go and shower and that's it.
Oh, Jesus.
That's why I wear, you know, like sweatpants and a hoodie.
This is getting ridiculous.
To a mall. I'm not going out there, you know, showing off. All right. Sorry. This was way too
much. I mean,
long.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Bye, guys.